FHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with former Milwaukee Admiral Ian Perrin, I'm Brian Posick.
Bring back the Ambrosia Chocolate Factory. That's all I need to say. Anybody who was a Milwaukee Admiral like I was, when you go out to your car after the game was over, win, lose, or draw, you get to your car and you could just smell the Ambrosia chocolate coming out from the factory next door. Oh, it was heavenly.
Not the yeast from the Miller Brewing Company?
No. No.
That does sound good.
It was an amazing smell. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be diabetic by the time I leave here.
Puckett Center Ice Badgers on top 7-0 over Ferris State for a team that struggled mightily to score goals. In fact, 12 times this season, the Badgers have scored 2 goals or less. They put up 7 here tonight against a Ferris State team that itself has had troubles scoring. Here's Scholl on the rush, and his shot canceled out by the stick of Lee, and that goes into the mesh and stops play with 8:23 to go here in the third period of play.
Well, the one thing that I will say is that these are non-traditional hockey fans, meaning that they're not coming to Badger hockey home games very often. So now that you're in Milwaukee and you're kind of spreading the wealth around to watch, and if you wanted to come to a game and see a 1-0 game or a 2-1 game or whatever it is,
yeah,
not really what you're asking for, but 7-0, yeah, that gave them something to cheer about, get off their seat.
Wisconsin in the offensive zone. Mellenbacher to the point. Horbach, his shot. Easy save made by West again. Just reaches up high and gloves, and another faceoff to come. That's 48 shots on goal tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, that's more than a mittful. I'll give you that. And
yep.
But, you know, when you think about that, the goaltender has made the initial save. 3 or 4 of those goals have been chip-ins after the play, after the initial save.
Right.
So not so much that the goaltender Noah West has played poorly, but his defensive core in front of him have not done a very good job of bottling up Badger forwards.
Botterill off the faceoff, replaced Palatichuk at the blue line, and he elected to wrist it from long range, and another save by West on the 49th shot on goal by the Badgers.
Yeah, I'll have to look back pretty deep in the record books to see the last time that the Badgers had 50 shots on net.
Jean-Louis after the defensive zone faceoff win. Ferris can't control and clear. Good job by Anthony Kerr to send it back deep, but Jean-Louis comes out of there with it. Long, lanky left-handed defenseman. Tried to feed Dole. Puck ricocheted back to Jean-Louis, but Ferris State called for offside.
And he is, as you mentioned, a long drink of water.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness he's got those big, bulky hockey pants, because you'd see how skinny his legs really are. Oh, he's a tall one. We saw him down by the locker room.
Yep.
Yikes.
Yeah. Puck loose at the Wisconsin line. Still loose. Yetala lifted the stick of Itagaki, and now it slides free to Scholl. Pitch to pass over far side. Mellenbacher with space, right side, shoots one off of West. And now picked up by Scholl. Turnaround shot low right. That didn't get through. Phelan holds the zone, sends it back to the corner, and Pietila. He's tied up there by Dirks. Back to Phelan. Phelan's long-range shot. That got through. Loose puck. Oh, a chance for Pietila. Stopped by West. Another rebound there for Morrissey, and he backhanded one wide. Now Pietila still keeps it alive in the attacking zone. Pietila protects against Tallien. Morrissey defended by Shouty. Puck behind the Ferris net. 7 minutes to go in the period, in the third period. Wisconsin leading 7-0. Morrissey stickless. Pietila tries to stuff it from behind the cage, but West kept that out. Wisconsin's Phelan holds, finds an open man, Horbach right side. He'll shoot one in front off the stick of Morrissey. That just went wide. Pietila now back out to Horbach. Horbach stick handling. Pietila needs a break. Horbach right side, Morrissey. Morrissey skates it out to the line. Now to the right wing. On him, it's Shouty. Morrissey still possesses. Mosley there for support. Puck trickles free. Mosley picks it up, tries to drag it between the legs of his teammate to shoot the puck. No luck there. And Ferris lifts it back out through center.
And escaped with their lives on that one.
Yeah, for sure. And then Wisconsin with a head man to Finley. It was double teamed in the corner. Puck squirts free, and Turner's got it for Ferris State, and he'll send it out to neutral ice with 6 minutes to go in the third. Steal by Birch, setting up his teammate. Shot blocked in front by Palatichuk from his belly, his knees. He tried to pitch it out of the zone, could not do so. Bouncing pass to Birch, left side. He swung and missed from his knees. And now Best after it. Slides one backside right. Caught by Ergang, could not shoot it. They cycle now with Birch. High slot, poked by Mosley, but now Lee, wide open center point, Turner. He lifted one well high. Birch back to Turner. His shot. Oh, that went off of Best and just trickled wide of Scarfoni's glove side.
I don't know how those guys can get all the way across the net like that and do the splits without coming up lame.
Speaking of goaltenders, of course. Oh, and then Lindmark just got popped by Schleppi. All 6'4", 220 pounds of him. Lindmark back up on his skates and appears to be just fine. Now here's Schleppi with it. He can't get it deep, and Kukkonen took him down, and a penalty coming up on Kyle Kukkonen.
Yep.
Maybe a little retaliation for the hit that Schleppi put on Lindmark. Who knows? And now Wisconsin possesses, and a penalty. The first against Wisconsin here tonight against Kyle Kukkonen with 4:43 left in the third.
I'm sure it'll be a cross-checking or an interference call, whatever the case may be, but I think your theory is correct, is that saw his line mate just get pummeled by that guy, so I'll get my extra little shot in when I get the chance.
And keep in mind, Kukkonen and Schleppi played against one another last year in the CCHA. Last 2 years.
Yeah, probably not pen pals.
15-17, the time of the penalty on Kukkonen for cross-checking. So Ferris gets its first power play of the night. And an open man shot by Gault was blocked. Gault with 8 goals, I mentioned, this season. And 2 have come on the man advantage. Low right, stuff shot by Best, stopped by Scarfoni. Puck goes behind the net. Here's a chance. Oh! Gault just rung the post. He beat Scarfoni, and it ricocheted off the pipe behind him to the near side wall.
That was a well set up power play. We haven't seen it, obviously, all night, but they moved the puck well and some really quality chances.
Less than 13% on the power play this season is Ferris State, but 3-for-7 against Northern Michigan a few weeks ago, so maybe gaining confidence from that performance against the Wildcats. Under 4 minutes to go, 7-0 Wisconsin. Gault across the line. Pass to Jean-Louis Horbach, being a pain in the butt as he's lifting sticks and bumping people off balance. Badgers trying to clear, finally get the job done, Zach Scholes.
He hasn't figured out what position he's playing yet. He went out there as a forward with Lindmark to kill that penalty.
Yep. And now the puck is loose near the Ferris blue line. Schleppi reached it before Scholl, otherwise Sawyer would have had a breakaway. Puck bounces back Wisconsin's way, and Daniel Lotch will fling it all the way down. 40 seconds left in the Kukkonen penalty. Badgers lead 7-0. Finley, Mosley, Kukkonen, Mosley, Liskoski, Finley, Liskoski. The order of goal scoring for Wisconsin here tonight. Those coming in the first 2 periods of play. Jean-Louis dangling a bit towards the high slot, and then Wisconsin's Phelan just took a stick up in the face, but we play on. Lotch and Phelan paired here on this penalty kill. Puck squirts out to the point. That's Lee, the left-hander backpedaling. Now left side and a rising shot by McGrath. He was trying to go upstairs, upset with himself. He missed the net, and it caromed out of play. 6 seconds left in the Ferris State power play. 7-0 Badgers.
Face off in the offensive zone for Ferris. So 6 seconds, you win the draw. That's great, but we got this guy named Lindmark or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He might come out there and take this defensive zone faceoff. If not.
Actually, it's Tyson Dick.
Oh, sorry.
Lindmark 66% on faceoffs this season. That's pretty good. Turner, his blast. Oh, it hit his teammate in front. Bouncing puck. Gault trying to – no, that's not Gault. That's Badal trying to settle things down. The Badgers back at full strength as Kukkonen's out of the box. Wisconsin's penalty kill, which is 75%, gets the job done on the only power play it's faced here tonight. Badgers have the puck 2-on-1. Dick right side. Tassie fills the lane. Tassie looking, shooting in and out of the glove of West. He could have refed Dick, instead decided to shoot himself. Pietola with a chance. Stop made by West. Rebound Tassie, and West stops another. That's 50 saves here tonight for Noah West.
He's been bombarded. There's no question about that. 57 shots on net. Seven of them went in, but in that last little fracas, there were three legitimate shots on net that all could have scored goals.
2:14 to go in the third. Stick around for our post-game show. We'll have highlights. We'll hear from one of the Badgers' assistant coaches here tonight. We'll check other scores as well and get you set for tomorrow's championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Ferris won the defensive zone faceoff. Pass backside to Caleb Ergang, went off a stick. Polatichuk after it now for Wisconsin. He's got it and taking his time behind his own net. He'll just stand there a little bit. Token pressure by Gavin Best, the former Michigan State Spartan. Played only 12 games in 2 years in East Lansing and decided to move here to Big Rapids. Six transfers in the lineup tonight for Bob Daniels' squad, which again have been playing well heading into this weekend here in Milwaukee. 4 out of 5, 5-7 in the CCHA. Still to come tomorrow, a non-conference game obviously against Alaska for third place in this tournament. Then Ferris will play at St. Thomas, back-to-back home series against Bowling Green and Minnesota State. That will take them into January, into February. Here's Anthony Kerr at the red line. He'll fire it in around the boards. It goes off the wall.
Whoa,
Tassie,
that was a weird
shot.
Bounce.
Stopped by West and kind of handcuffed him a little bit. Under a minute to go here in the period. 7-0. Tassie again. Ooh. Oh, man, he leaned into that one but missed the net.
He's had about 5 shots here in the third period all by himself.
Tyson Dick to Sawyer Scholl, cycles down to the far side. Tyson Dick pulls it off the boards. Dick, right side, he snaps one off. That missed the cage. West looks tired. Every time he goes down in his crouch, it looks so difficult for him to step back up on his skates. Here's Tassie, open left wing, didn't recognize it in time. Pass to the slot, Scholl's shot. That was deflected. Then Dirks back to Lee. They try to clear, cannot. Phelan keeps it alive as the clock ticks down. Well, the Badgers, who've been playing well, here's an icing call on Ferris State. And the fans that remain here tonight giving Wisconsin a nice round of applause. A lot of people left after the second period when it was 7-0. I hope fans return tomorrow to watch the championship game, Wisconsin and UConn. Quite a performance here tonight by the Badgers.
Yeah, it was an offensive showcase. There was no question about that. And I think just quickness, stick speed, accuracy, all of those good things. But most importantly for me, showed some really good grit.
Badgers put one in front. Backhand shot by Laskowski. Trickles in with 0.8 seconds left. Laskowski's shot from the slot hit something or someone, and then I think it was Kyle Kukkonen. How about 4 Badgers with 2 goals each tonight? Finley, Mosley, Laskowski, and Kukkonen. 8-0, Wisconsin with the lead.
Not good. That is a head-hanging experience. But again, put it on net, good things will happen.
This match is the most lopsided loss for Ferris State this season. They lost at St. Lawrence 8-0 after they beat the Saints the night before 1-0. But here tonight, Wisconsin rolls 8-0 over Ferris State. And for every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's. And you can assist us in trying to end Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badgers goal scored this season. besides the fact that Wisconsin put eight on the board. Tommy Scarfone with a shutout, stopping all 23 shots he faced. His third shutout in the last five starts. An 8-0 Wisconsin win here tonight. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Well, Wisconsin starts the second half with a big-time performance, an 8-0 win over Ferris State. First time the Badgers have scored 8 goals in a game since routing Minnesota at Mariucci Arena on February 6th of 2021. An 8-1 win that night, an 8-0 win here tonight. Our post-game show from Milwaukee is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
All Wisconsin here tonight at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Badgers, an 8-0 win over Ferris State. The Bulldogs fall to 6-11-2 this season. The Badgers improve to 8-10-1. They're now 6-2-1 since their 2-8 start. Let's get to our three stars of the game tonight. Our three stars every night brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Who do you have, Ian?
Well, despite the criticism of Paul Capobianco on how I pick three stars, we're going with we're going to group things again. First star goes to Finley, Morrissey, and Mosley, the top line for the Badgers. Finley with 2-1, Mosley with two assists, or a goal, two goals and an assist, Morrissey with two assists. You can't ask much more for that from your top line than to put them all in a lump and call them the first star. That's my impression of it anyway.
Okay.
Second star goes to Scarfone. Yeah, he wasn't tested a lot, but 28 shots on net is still 28 shots on net. Some of them were of the acrobatic style, and some of them he kind of got beat up on when he was trying to make that save. So give him the back-to-back shutout situation where he has done really, really well and has really come into his own. So I gave him the second star of the game. And the third star of the game, well, you got to go with another line, Kukkonen, Fitzgerald, and Leskoski. I mean, let's just start tacking up the points. Goal and assist for Kukkonen, two assists for Fitzgerald, two goals and an assist for Leskoski.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to put them all, lump them in one and call them the third star. So the 1-2-3 is Finley, Morrissey, Mosley, first star, Scarfone, second star, Kukkonen, Fitzgerald, and Leskoski as your third star, and I lumped them as units.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's actually very easy to do when you've got guys that are getting that many points in a game.
No kidding. Yeah, the Morrissey line, 4 goals, 8 points. The Fitzgerald line, 4 goals and 7 points here tonight. Our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar, Wisconsin, an 8-0 win over Ferris State. Back in a moment, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, Latsa Matsa Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Latsa Matsa Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Meiser Forum emptying out after the Badgers rout Ferris State tonight, 8-0, to advance to the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Joining us is associate head coach Todd Cannott. And Todd, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Steele.
Yeah, good to see you. And you know, I know after a break, you know, coaches always wonder, what are we going to get? What are we going to get? But it started really with practice on Christmas Day, and it moved all the way into tonight. Quite an effort all the way around for your club, would you say?
You know what, give our guys credit. You do worry about it, on how many days off and what they're doing when nobody's watching. Are they getting their workouts in? Things that you ask them to do. You need a mental break, but you still have to come back in somewhat shape, or else you end up getting left behind. And I thought our guys did a good job from practice one Christmas night. I thought guys had jump. And again, that mental break, I think, came at a really good time for us. So I thought we were sharp both mentally and physically tonight.
Yeah, obviously you put 8 goals on the board. What did you do well offensively to put that number up on the scoreboard?
You know what, attack their defensemen. It's something that we've got to do a lot more of the second half. I think we've got good team speed up front and go after teams' decors. And Finley's first goal is a great example of that. With a guy that can skate that well, sometimes it's just getting him inside dots. He's a goal scorer. But you always want a little bit more, and I thought that added to his goals this year. He's had a lot of pretty goals, power play goals. That was a hard one, cutting to the net, knowing a defenseman might. It's a little different when you got a guy with a stick, 6'2", coming after you, right, thinking he might throw you right into the net. I thought it was a big-time play for him to get us off the right foot.
Yeah, attack the defenseman, but also getting more bodies to the net too, pucks
no
and
question.
Bodies. You guys got plenty of bodies to the net today.
Yeah, and you know what, a face-off goal, something we talked about too, yep. And that was still very early in the game. They came out, and I thought they played hard early, and it's just one of those that we talked a lot about, our team speed, and something that we got to rely on the second half.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to see your power play much. You did convert on one. I'm anxious to see Daniel Lotch run the point on the number one power play again. But defensively, you only allowed 23 shots. The scoreboard is wrong up here, but only 23 shots on goal and only 5 in the first two periods. I mean, you know, you start from the goal mouth out, and if you can defend, they don't have the puck, and then you've got the puck, and you've got some talent and speed like you talked
about.
That's
exactly it. You know, defend first, getting out of our zone, but we talk a lot about if you have the puck, that's the best defense. I know a lot of coaches have that philosophy or programs, but it's a lot harder to go do that. And I did, if you look at the O zone time tonight, and the amount of times that there was a lot of cutbacks, where we lugged the puck below that goal line and made those defensemen stop, start, stop, start. And it wasn't just off the rush. There's a lot of in-zone offense that I thought we tired them down as the game went along.
Good to see Joe Palatichuk back. He made a quick return and then was injured, but he's back now. And good to see Simon Tassi, too. He looks like, okay, he might be what we saw last year.
And different player.
Yeah, yeah, oh, for sure.
You know what?
Sure.
You could see it right away in practice. And one of those that he had a nagging injury, and if you've ever had a ankle, foot, that type of injury in hockey, it just takes time. It does. It's one of those that to grow the confidence, to lean, stop, start, and play as fast as you need to play in college hockey, it's difficult. And I thought he looked back to his old self tonight.
Yeah. And finally for you, you've got UConn tomorrow in the championship game. I know you always scout ahead. What can you tell us about the Huskies?
Talented. Actually, if you look back at last year, if anyone watched the Northeastern game last year, very similar. I think they play similar style. I think they've got a talented lineup. They scored 2 or 3 on the power play today.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that made them go on special teams, so our penalty kill is going to have to be ready. And stay as disciplined as we have been, we'll be all right.
Okay. Nice not taking a lot of penalties. You know that helps your PK a lot.
You know what? We giggle at that yes and no. This is the lowest penalties we've ever taken, and you never do it, so sometimes you struggle a little bit more at it.
Yeah, that's a good
A little bit, but you know what? Got it done tonight and tomorrow. Yeah. Going to have to be better with it because their power play is very good, and I thought it beat Fairbanks. It was a huge part of their success tonight.
Okay. Thanks for coming up. Nice
Thanks,
job.
Paul.
Good
Merry
luck
Christmas.
Tomorrow. Sure.
Yep.
That's Todd Cannott, associate head coach, following Wisconsin's 8-0 win over Ferris State. Ian Perrin will rejoin me here in a moment in Milwaukee. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Shh! Want to hear a secret? But you have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Hall of Fame. We would like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Chuck Gennaro. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know was directly affected by the work Chuck has been doing during his 30-plus years with WFHR, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Chuck to Laura Berg, laura.berg@civicmedia.us. Thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
The Ad Council.
Got highlights coming up here in just a bit. Ian's back with me for our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Ian? Oh, let me turn your microphone. Sorry.
It set the tempo for the game. I mean, my energizing performance of the game was very easy for me to pick out because it set the tempo for the game. It was kind of a even game for 3-4 minutes. There was a little tic-tac-toe going back and forth. And then Quinn Finley decided to put on a show. And yeah. He goes with a burst of speed, turns the defenseman to the outside, gets the initial shot, and then gets his own rebound. And that was a showcase goal or a highlight goal of all the goals that we've scored here tonight. I think it was the prettiest goal and the most entertaining goal. And that just brought the crowd to life, which was great.
14 goals Finley scored this season to lead the nation. That's pretty impressive. He had 10 as a freshman last year. You can just see his confidence growing and growing.
Yeah, and he's doing it on a team that's under 500.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he was 17-1 or 16-1 or whatever possible record could be, you'd be, okay, they're feeding this guy all the time. But he's had to work hard for all of his goals, and his individual talent was showcased tonight, especially on that first goal.
Well, the Badgers 2 games within 500 as they try to reach that break-even point and maybe better. They've got another crack tomorrow against UConn in the title game of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Highlights are coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brewpub, lots of Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub lots of Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Milwaukee, the Badgers, and Ferris State in Game 2 of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, the fourth annual. Game 1, Connecticut beats Alaska by the final score of 4-1. Here, two teams that have been playing well of late. Ferris State had won four of its last five. The Badgers with five wins and a tie in their last eight games. And here are the calls of the game. Here comes Finley, low right in front. Oh, tried to stuff it, got denied, then picked it up and scored. He got his own rebound and tucked it past West. 13th goal of the year for Quinn Finley. That leads the country. It's 1-0 Wisconsin. Ooh, Finley off the draw, rebound, score. Ryland Mosley, it's 2-0 Badgers. Here's a breakaway potentially now for Ferris State. Backhand shot stopped by Scarfoni off the stick of Holden Dole. Owen protects the puck. Hands off Fitzgerald. Some time and space. Backside wide open. Kukin and he scores. 3-0 Wisconsin. No icing and Wisconsin in on the forecheck. Steele, Mosley. He fires and scores. Ryland Mosley in the right spot and shazam. He lights the lamp again. It's 4-0. And he spins away from the pressure. Put it in through the blue paint. Backside, Laskowski scores. 5-0 Wisconsin. Glenview, Illinois native, then taken back by Wisconsin's Finley. Backhand, he scores. Quinn Finley is second of the night. Finds Fitzgerald again. He'll put one backside. It's loose. Tapped in by Laskowski. It's 7-0 Wisconsin. Scarfoni seems to be, oh, wow, he cut over to his left and got his left pad on a shot in tight by Itagaki. Badgers put one in front. Backhand shot by Laskowski. Trickles in with 8/10 of a second left. Laskowski shot from the slot, hit something or someone, and I think it was Kyle Kukkonen. And it was Kyle Kukkonen with the final goal of the game. By the way, Avi wanted me to say Shazam at some point tonight. So, Aviana, I said Shazam after Ryland Mosley's second goal. I haven't used that phrase ever in my life.
Well, there's the first for everything. First time for everything.
So just recapping the scoring here tonight, Wisconsin's Quinn Finley from Jack Phelan and Ryland Mosley at 4:40 of the first period. Phelan's first point as a Badger, 1-0. Mosley then scored at 18:35 from Finley and Gavin Morrissey. That made it 2-0 after one. Kukkonen's power play goal at 5:28, assisted by Christian Fitzgerald and Owen Lindmark. Mosley scored again at 13:35 from Ryan Botterill. Also in the second period, Cody Laskowski scoring at 15:14 from Daniel Lodge and Tyson Dick. Finley scores again at 18-13 of the second period from Morrissey and Zach Scholes. Scholes and Fitzgerald assisted on Laskowski's second goal of the second period at 19-30. And then Kukkonen finished it off with under a second to play with Laskowski and Lindmark getting helpers. Shots on goal, 59-23 in favor of Wisconsin. The most shots on goal the Badgers have had since they peppered Bemidji State with 61 last October in the Icebreaker Invitational, you may recall. Wisconsin had 24 shots on goal in the first, 13 in the second, 21 in the third. Both teams with one penalty for 2 minutes. Wisconsin 1-for-1 on the power play. Ferris 0-for-1. Badgers won 36 faceoffs to the Bulldogs 32. Gavin Morrissey 11-of-15 in the circle. Christian Fitzgerald 10-of-16. Both teams with 8 block shots here tonight. Joe Palatichuk, the only skater without a shot on goal. Finley led the team with 8 shots on goal. There were 12 different point getters tonight, and Kyle Kukkonen finished plus 4. Noah West was good. I mean, he did everything he possibly could. He made 51 saves tonight, but he gave up 8 goals. He takes the loss. His record falls to 6-9-2. Ferris State drops to 6-11-2 overall. Scarfoni, 23 saves tonight, his third shutout in 5 starts. He's now 7-2-1 in his last 10 starts. His numbers have been fantastic over that stretch. The Badgers improved to 8-10-1 overall. I'd say roughly 6,000, 6,500 fans here tonight at Fiserv Forum for the semifinals of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Wisconsin blows out Ferris State 8-0. And the championship game tomorrow. We'll recap, or beg your pardon, we will wrap up our broadcast when we return in just a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering, too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house, too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
And goal scorers for the Huskies, who moved a game over 500. And now the Badgers will take on UConn tomorrow in the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. It's a 5 o'clock puck drop. Pre-game coverage at 4:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app, as well as being streamed on Big Ten Plus. And there is very little history of Wisconsin and UConn in college hockey. They've met one time before. That was January 3rd of 1967. Wisconsin actually won at UConn 8-1.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, 8-1. The one thing, among other things, the one thing I found very entertaining today watching UConn play, whenever the Huskies scored, they scored 4 goals. They played the Brass Bonanza, which was the old song that they played at the Hartford Civic Center where the Whalers played. And that might be Mark Johnson's most favorite song that wasn't written by Dwight Yoakam.
Well, as far as our listeners are concerned, I would be very impressed if they even remembered who the Hartford Whalers were. Not only that, and their theme song. Oh, Lord, that seems like an eternity ago.
Well, this is a good start to the second half for this club because, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. It, you know, just because they were 2-8 or, you know, 3 games under at the Christmas break doesn't mean the season's over. They've got a lot still to play for, and you know, just keep trying to build on your last success, right?
Yeah, and you come back from the Christmas break, and there's always a question in the back of your mind. Well, that question was answered tonight. All the hard work that they put in during the break and buying into the system that Coach Hastings has tried to instill with this group of people, even though there are an elderly team, let's put it that way, or a mature team, or age team, experienced team.
Sure.
It's still not under him and his system. A lot of those kids transferred in from different systems, and it all seems to be kicking on 8 cylinders right now.
Nice job tonight, and we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It will be fun. My thanks to Adam Morrison at our Learfield Studios in Jefferson City as well. Kukkonen, Finley, Mosley, and Laskowski all score twice tonight, and Tommy Scarfone pitches a shutout. Wisconsin, an 8-0 win over Ferris State. And again, join us tomorrow at 4:30, face-off at 5 o'clock, when the Badgers try to win the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off for the third time in 4 years, taking on the UConn Huskies. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Once again, the final from Fiserv Forum, Wisconsin 8, Ferris State nothing. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Baby, watch me ball, 'cause I'm sorry, but I haven't got a dime. Girl, I rode this the ride with you so many miles. And for you once again, hell, I walk the line. Pick up the pieces and start all over once again. Pick up the pieces from a world where I've been still. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces, when I get the balls, I might try again. Champagne and cocaine, diamonds on rings, sophisticated ladies kind of dream. Woman tells too many lies, never hears a word, no one really knows just what she means. Open up your eyes and wave this ball goodbye, never again will you see my face. Nothing left to talk about, 'cause I found my way out, my prison cell was your embrace. Pick up the pieces, gonna start all over once again. Pick up the pieces from the world where I left and still. pieces, 'cause I buried myself in the blues. We've got the pieces. Yet the rain still falls on me.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Madison classic band there. That's Road Trip and Pick Up the Pieces. New Primitives before that with All Night Dancing. All night local music from Wisconsin. That's what we're doing here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Kay, filling in for Rocker and Terry Barr, who will be back next week, I believe. I believe next week, too, we're going to be talking with Freezy Man, Mike Gnome, about Freezy Man, which is part of the Joey song, a benefit to raise money for Epilepsy Foundation, try to get rid of that horrible disease. Tune in for that. That's coming up next week. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing Company here in Madison, located on Madison's east side. They make high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room to try exclusive creations from their brewers and sampling of local snacks. And, of course, live music. You get more information right now at carbon4.com. That's carbon, the number 4.com. And I got to give them a shout out. I'm drinking the Pilsner right now from them. I usually have a can here in the studio every week, and it's one of my favorite beers to go along with radio, if I may admit that. Hope you're having a great... What are you doing for New Year's, by the way? What are you doing for New Year's Eve this week? It's going to be a fun night, I guess. I'm going up to Portage, hang out with my friends Jeff and Casey, and Allie and Katie, and hopefully we're going to check out Studio 301 up there in Portage, see what they got going on. Whatever you do, don't drink and drive, for goodness sake. Don't be an idiot. Get yourself a designated driver or get that Uber or Lyft app on your phone. It's the best way to go, you know? Let's do some jazz to finish out this hour here. Love this band. Love this song. It's Jason and the Jazz or Not. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Speed train collided with a fire truck. There were 15 injuries, but no deaths. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides has more.
In the middle of the holiday travel season, a high-speed passenger train and a Delray Beach fire truck collided.
It sounded like a slow motion of like a bunch of aluminum cans being crushed. It was the most bizarre sound, and it was really loud.
I heard like it sounded like a building was falling. It like crashed, and it was like kaboom. I was really scared. I hope everybody was okay.
Three Delray Beach firefighters were transported to a local hospital.
Federal transportation safety officials are investigating on the scene. At least one person has died. Four more were injured as several tornadoes blasted through the Houston area today, damaging homes and flipping vehicles.